So, do you remember when I took you back to 5-year-old Carrie who lived in America?
With an American accent?
Yes.
Yes.
K is for kangaroo, L is for lamb, M is for mouse, N is for nest, O is for olives, P is for popsicle.
So cute.
That was on a cassette I found when I was cleaning out the office. I found other cassettes.
Did you?
Oh, my God, so many cassettes. Enough to keep this show going for many, many years.
Please tell me it's more of the Yacht Club mixtape.
No, my sailing camp.
Yeah, your sailing camp, sorry.
No, this is, I reckon, about 8-year-old Carrie, maybe. I went through a phase where I'd write my own stories and read them out. But this story, see if you can hear the moment where it takes a bit of a hectic turn.
Okay.
I should point out, too, it sounds so different to American Carrie. I quickly became Australianized again as soon as we got back from America. Have a listen.
I slowly, taking step by step, walked forward. Splash. I'd fallen in the water. I woke in a dark room. The light was off and I could see the flickering of the fire and a bit of the moon shine through the window. Where was I? The last I could remember was I had fallen in the water. What happened next? I buried my mum myself and my dad. I had received a telegram saying how Bradley here died. Oh no, I didn't know what to say.
I mean, I don't know why I'm burying my mum.
Oh my God. And was it your mum and your dad? Or did your dad say how brave
I was for burying my mum?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, my parents were divorced. I don't know if there was a bit of like weird, like, yeah, you know, I was picking up on subtle passive aggressive tones happening.
But also, you then went to America. Why did you bury your mum?
I don't know. Then the story wraps up, I think. We got a bit of the end.
We said goodbye and rode off into the distance.
Hope you enjoyed my story. Bye for now. That was Carrie with her story, The Golden Lamp.
I mean, you don't see it coming from the title, do you? The Golden Lamp. Things are so much scarier when said by a kid.
Do you reckon?
Oh.
It's like when we've done calls before and what, like, your kids come to you in the middle of the night and with their innocent voice they say something like, you know, if you wake up, I will kill you.
Yeah.
Mummy, if you wake up, I will murder you. Yeah. Anyway,
jeez,
there we go.
You got your hectic ones out of the way earlier, because then what came later? The boy who pushed too hard?
Oh, no. The boy who pressed too hard.
Yes.
Yeah, that was to do with his pen. He used to press too hard with his pen.
And was there an alternate ending that I don't know from that where you buried him as well?